Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Got the new college basketball AP rankings, the top 25. Let's go from the bottom up. Arizona State checking in at 25. They're 11-1. The Sun Devils have rattled off 9 straight wins. They got a tough one tonight at San Francisco against the Dons. Marquette's ranked 24th. They've rattled off 3 straight and 6 of 7. That was heading into their game with Providence last night. Auburn's ranked 23rd. They play at Washington against the Huskies tonight. They have dropped 2 of 3. They lost to Memphis and to USC. Memphis at home, USC on the road. They did beat Georgia State as they head into this game against the Huskies. The Miami Canes are at number 22. They had won 7 in a row heading into their game with Virginia. VaTech is number 21. They play at Boston College in Chestnut Hill tonight. And they've rattled off 6 straight wins heading into the game. They've only lost to Charleston this year on the road. TCU's won 7 straight games. They're ranked 20th as they go into a huge game tonight in Salt Lake against the Utah Utes. The Frogs have had 1 slip-up this year when they lost at home, believe it or not, to Northwestern State by a point. Kentucky checks in at 19th. That's hugely disappointing. They're coming off that loss to UCLA. They play Florida A&M tonight. That'll be easy pickings for the Cats. They had won 4 in a row and had wins over Michigan and Yale before they lost to the Bruins at the Garden in New York by 10. Indiana keeps losing. They lost to Zona. They lost to Kansas. And they dropped down to 18th. Wisconsin checks in at number 17. They've won 4 in a row after losing to Wake Forest by 3. They play Grambling later this week on Friday night. Illinois checks in at 16, and they play tomorrow night in Champaign against Missouri. Mississippi State's had a great season. They were 11-0 heading into that game with Drake last night. And they'd won every single game. And no one saw it coming either. They have the best record of anyone from the SEC. And believe it or not, their closest competitors are Arkansas, LSU, and Missouri. Not Kentucky. Not Tennessee, not Auburn, not Alabama. Duke checks in at 14th, but they're still looking up at Virginia, VaTech, and Miami in terms of who's playing better than them from the ACC. UCLA's won 7 in a row. They're hot. They come in at number 13, and they play tonight against UC Davis at Pauley Pavilion. Only Arizona State has a better record than the Bruins from the Pac-12. Baylor somehow is ranked 12th. I don't understand how. You got West Virginia, Iowa State, Texas, TCU, Kansas State, and Kansas all playing better from the Big 12 than the Baylor Bears, and somehow they're still ranked. It just goes to show you how good the Big 12 hoop scene is. Gonzaga checks in at number 11. They're coming off that impressive win over Alabama by 10. They beat Washington by 17. They did lose to Baylor. They beat Xavier, lost to Purdue. But this team is clearly getting better as the season wears on. There's only one team, Santa Clara, playing better than them at 11-3 in the WCC. The Arkansas Hogs are 10th. They play UNC Asheville tonight in Fayetteville. And they've won six straight heading into it, including an impressive win over San Diego State by 4. And they beat Oklahoma by 10. Bradley, they literally blew out by 19. Down from 5th to 9th is the Alabama Crimson Tide, coming off that lost game against Gonzaga. That really hurt them. Of course, they also lost to UConn big. They got blown out in that game. Other than that, they've been clean. They're looking up at Missouri, LSU, Arkansas, and Mississippi State, though, in terms of overall record against SEC teams that are doing better than them. Tennessee went from number 2 to number 8. They lost to Arizona on the road in Tucson by 5. They play Austin Peay tonight in Knoxville. Texas State at number 7. They play Louisiana tonight at home in Austin. The Longhorns have only lost once, a 7-point loss to Illinois at home. Virginia fell from number 4 to number 6 this week. Obviously, their loss in Charlottesville to Houston hurt them. They got dropped by 8. Arizona moved up 4 spots to number 5. Kansas moved up 4 spots to number 4. Houston moved up 2 spots to number 3. Houston plays at home tonight against McNeese. And they have the best record in the American standings. They're 11-1 overall. Memphis is behind them at 9-3. UCF 8-3. Meanwhile, Kansas popped Indiana big at Phog Allen. Now they play tomorrow night against Harvard at home. And Arizona had that impressive win over Tennessee in Tucson. That was their 4th straight heading into their game last night with Montana State. So moving up a spot is UConn, all the way to number 2 now. The Huskies are styling. They beat everybody. Butler, Florida, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Alabama, Oregon. I mean, they have played some heavies and knocked them all off. And when you look at Big East teams, they have the best record. Then St. John's, Marquette, Providence, and Xavier are all beneath them, so the Huskies are really rolling for Danny Hurley. How about Danny and Bobby Hurley both ranked this week? And Bobby's finally starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel and doing a good job in Tempe. He has had his problems with the Sun Devils, losing tons of games, and a lot of people thought he was going to get fired. Now, all of a sudden, this year, the Sun Devils are winning, and they're tough, and they're in a lot of games, and they win them. So I think he's doing a good job all of a sudden. Purdue's number 1. They got 40 first place votes. They play New Orleans tonight at Mackey in West Lafayette. They've destroyed everyone they play. Davidson, Nebraska, Minnesota, Florida State, Duke. They beat Gonzaga, West Virginia, Marquette. Is that not good enough for you? The Boilermakers are the real deal. Only Wisconsin behind them, 2 games deep. Northwestern, 3 games deep. Michigan, Ohio State, 4 games deep. Indiana, I mean, they can't even see them anymore. They're so far behind them. So again, your top 10, Purdue, UConn, Houston, Kansas, Zona. Then Virginia, Texas, Tennessee, Bama, and Arkansas. I see your boy Joe Lenardi's doing bracketology already and has Purdue the top overall seed for the NCAA tournament. He's got NC State falling out, Creighton the last team in. Meanwhile, Creighton's been playing like crap. His last four into the tourney would be Utah, UNLV, St. John's, and Creighton. The first four out, NC State, Oklahoma State, Boise, and Oregon. The next four out would be Rutgers, Missouri, Michigan, and LSU. The last four byes would be New Mexico, Penn State, TCU, and Texas Tech. So the play-in games would be Northern Kentucky against Wagner, Oklahoma against Creighton, SIU Edwardsville against Nicholls State, and Utah would meet St. John's. Those would be the Dayton games. He's got Purdue, the number one seed. They'd be the number one seed in the South in Louisville. Tennessee would be the number two, Duke the three, and Texas four, Vatek five in the South. In the East, in New York, UConn, and they would play in Albany, would be the number one seed. UCLA number two, Virginia number three, West Virginia number four, and Wisconsin number five. In the Midwest region in Kansas City, the early games would be in Des Moines. Kansas would be the number one seed in the Midwest. Bama two, Gonzaga three, Indiana four. IU, fight, fight, fight. Kentucky would be the number five in the Midwest region. And in the West, in Las Vegas, early rounds would be in Sacramento. Arizona would be the number one seed in the West. Houston, the number two. Baylor, the number three. Arkansas, the number four. And the Fighting Illini, the number five. How delicious. I'm already talking about your boy Lenardi's Bracketology, the NCAA tournament. I can't even wait until March. Bring me college rack or bring me death during Christmas week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save.